And we start in 3, 2, 1. We good. And we start in 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome, you big bloody beautiful legend. 68 episodes, one number away from the magical fucking number. The number of true love. Of mutual benefit, the number of reality. What's real? It's a yin and yang symbol. Oh my god, have you seen the yin and yang symbol? You know what I'm talking about? That black dot and the white circle and the white dot and the black circle. That's yin and yang. That's 69. Dude, yin and yang is 69. Think about it. Masculinity and femininity, femininity and masculinity. Black snake mein white dot mein good snake, black snake mein good snake. Teeter ke do aage teeter ke do piche teeter, bolo kitne teeter. Are you getting, do you even hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? Unfathomable. But on that note, hi. Fuck bro, there's a lot on my mind, man, these days. I don't know, man. There's a lot on my mind. I really am sick right now at 103 fever yesterday. Look at me, bro. I'm fine now because I've taken 2 dolos since morning and not eaten anything. No, but I've eaten and I haven't taken a dolo. I think I have COVID. I haven't gotten myself tested, but I've kept isolated because I don't want to fuck with other people's lives. Right, so I've isolated myself and now you're going to listen to me talk a lot more. Oh yeah, I've taken a leave from work and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to record my podcast here. This is what I'm going to do in the span that I am not working. But dude, I've realized COVID season 4 aa gaya hai. COVID season 4. Hopefully in this season there are no deaths. Last season humko aisa aashcharya chakit kar gaya. लास्ट सीजन उन्होंने बोला कि भाई ये सीज़न तो तुम लोग की कान फटने वाली है. कुछ ज़्यादा हुआ नहीं, थोड़ा खांसे थोड़ा छीके, ठीक है. लोग रंडी रोना कर रहे थे लास्ट सीज़न, बहुत रंडी रोना हुआ था. ये सीज़न मुझे लग रहा है लोग बात ही नहीं कर रहे. कोविड इज़ बिहेविंग लाइक दैट एक्स हु वोंट लीव यू बट वोंट लेट यू लीव ऑल्सो. लाइक डूड, आई नो, आई गेट इट. लाइक इट्स एक्चुअली, कोविड इज़ एक्चुअली बिहेविंग लाइक द गर्लफ्रेंड हु वोंट लीव बट वोंट लेट यू लीव. लाइक इज़ दैट टॉक्सिक? Like either leave me and let me live peacefully or let me die. You won't kill me and you won't leave. Like, I don't get it. Like, why? I mean, look, I'm not saying people should die, of course. I'm not saying people should die. Death is bad. But realistically, a couple chaps, I mean, are gonna fall. Right, that happened in season 1 and season 2. We lost a couple good people here and there. And I understand that situation. Right, I get it. It's understandable. Happens. You know, that's the way of life, I suppose. Though people who have to die. I have lost family members and that's very sad. That is very sad. But at what point do we go like, bro, fucking just fucking stop it? Like, if COVID was a person at this point, I'd just go like, bro, tu kyun kar raha hai yaar, mar jana bhosadi ke. Like, I'm sick and tired of it, man. I just don't. Because see, you know what they'll do now? Now they'll come up with some new restriction. They'll come up with some nonsensical idea that, oh, y'all didn't wear your masks. That's why this happened. Like, what? Dude, what? We didn't wear our mask. That's what we were doing all along. Hum to jhumka wala mask lekar aa gaye the taki thoda fashionable lage. Log 5-layer, 6-layer mask lekar aa gaye. Abhi government aake bolega, tum log ne mask nahi pehna, isliye aisa ho raha hai. Achha. कस्टमाइज्ड के इधर के कस्टमाइज्ड मास्क बना के आया था मैं. अपनी आइडेंटिटी दिखा रहे हैं थ्रू मास्क. वी वर शोइंग आवर आइडेंटिटी थ्रू आवर कोविड अप्रोप्रिएट मेजर्स. दैट्स व्हाट वी वर डूइंग एंड व्हाट इट्स प्रूवन टू बी इज फकिंग बुलफकरी. दैट्स ऑल. फुटबॉल बंद हो गया था, सब बंद हो गया था ब्रो. क्या ये 2 साल क्या गया है ब्रो? या गान हिला रहे, रील बना रहे और मास्क पहन रहे. दैट्स ऑल दैट वॉज हैपनिंग. The amount of people that are fucking through COVID only, I think have become content creators is unfathomable. I mean, me including. But how's everyone been? I have some stories to tell you all from Aizawl. So after Imphal, I told you all Imphal Diaries, you all saw last episode. If you haven't, go watch that. I went to Aizawl, alright? So there's this graffiti artist there called Zain. Like David Zain is his name. And like he's a Mizoram dude. I don't know, Mizo, that's what they call the people from Mizoram. Mizos, I guess. And we were at his restaurant, Mizo Diner, and the person who had thrown the event there had also called me along because he kept the same event in Shillong. So he was like, come to Aizawl with me, and I went. And I looked for distributors, whatever, for the spray paints and everything. And at the same time, I had some party time as well because it was a Saturday. That night, I have come across a character of people that I would only hope all of y'all get to see, because I don't think y'all will see unless y'all particularly seek them out. These are people who you cannot seek out. I'm serious. This is the kind of person that you cannot seek out. I met this guy. I don't want to name him, but he's a rapper, all right, from Mizoram. And that guy was dressed as a Mexican motherfucker with that. Like, he had a beanie, but not like a cool beanie. He had a beanie just here, like one of those topi beanies, like that. Alright. He had that beanie, and he had a couple tattoos, whatever. He was dressed as a Mexican dude. Like, this button was, he had a t-shirt inside, and this button was on his shirt outside. This button was buttoned, and the rest was open, like a cape, but frontward. You know what I mean? Like, I think you're getting what I mean? Like, it was a cape, but it was odd. Like, there was something odd about that cape. And he had, like, baggy pants, whatever, like, Jordans and all of that. That's fine, right? That's okay. Who's nobody's judging you for your style. But I just want you to be aware of the person I'm talking about. And all he'd do is talk like this, like, man. Okay, man, what? And look, man, I talk regular. As far as I know, I talk like a regular person. Like, I can hold a steady conversation with you in perfectly comprehensible English or Hindi. There is no problem in whatever language you choose. But there is a problem if you cannot speak a single one clearly. Something, though, you should be able to speak clearly. He couldn't. He just couldn't. I have literally spoken to him for 20 minutes and not known what the fuck he's talking about. All he'd do every time, he'd come up and have a conversation with me, he'd ask me some whack-ass question and bounce. Like, he'll come to me and be like, bro, Karan, what's your body count? Huh? What's your body count, bro? Can you buy me dinner first? Like, really? What the fuck? Can you at least say hi? Can you share a smoke with me? Can you have a beverage, alcoholic beverage with me before you ask me these questions? Can I know your name? Because I couldn't fathom his name. I don't know what his name was. I know his rapper name, which I don't want to give out. I think because what I'm saying is going to be like, what I'm about to say is going to be very mean. The 7th, 8th time he came up to me, this is at midnight, all right? And midnight in Aizawl is equivalent to 5 a.m. here, because everything shuts at 10 there and there is no alcohol there. So if you're partying, it's only like a house party scene. So we had this, like, in a dingy little place in Aizawl, there was a bakery. Above that bakery was like a banquet hall, which was the after party scene. So there, where all of us are there. And this guy kept coming to me and asking me for rolled tobacco, which I didn't have. Because somewhere he found rolled tobacco and someone told him Karan has. He kept coming up to me and he's like, do you have rolled tobacco? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Like, at this point, I wanted to sit down with this guy and I was like, dude, tell me who you are. Like, who are you? Who are you? Talk to me like a normal person. And he kept coming up to me, kept saying whack shit all the time. Once he came up to me, like, man, love sucks. Okay, why? What happened, buddy? Why does love suck? Like, man, what do I even tell you? Man, love sucks. Okay, buddy, why does love suck? What's happening? What the fuck? Why does love suck? Who hurt you? What happened? Did your girl leave you? Did some girl leave you? He's like, man, don't know, man. I don't believe in love no more, bro. I think I'm regretting love. I was like, oh shit. He's like, I regret everything in life. Oh shit. What all do you regret? And he was 19. Like, the fuck do you regret? Taking science? Taking commerce? Or taking arts? Oh, the bell rang. I don't know, who the fuck has come to my house at 11:30? But he fucking came up to me in the middle of the night, which is like 5 a.m. and I saw, and he kept asking me like all these back questions and saying love sucks and all. And then there was one point. This is not a joke. This really happened. I'm like in the outside balcony area talking to a couple of new people about graffiti and the culture and everything. And this guy out of nowhere starts walking up towards me in his Mexican stride, all right? Like, he's walking like a gangster, like this. And when he reaches about like 3 feet from me, he pulls up his t-shirt till his face. And I at that moment thought he's gonna shoot me for some. I thought he's actually gonna shoot me. Like, he's like, fuck this. Fuck everybody. I want to get done with this life. I want to kill everybody. And would have taken out a gun and shot me in the head. Like, fuck Karan. Fuck this guy. Fuck, he doesn't tell me his body count. Okay. So I'm worried for my life for that split second. And as he gets closer, he gets his chest. And he's a tall dude. So his chest was at my face level. And he fucking brings up his chest to my face. And first I thought he wants me to kiss his nipples or some shit. But that was also not the case. And he comes up and he shows me this tattoo which reads "Living with Regrets." And look, man, I'm a very kind guy. I'll never judge you for your actions. But in that moment, I just wanted to tell him Kalpana was killed. Did you want me to write Kalpana was killed? Like, I actually asked him, what regrets are you fucking living with? I have never seen a human being so fucking odd. But yeah, bro. All that was happening. I saw Imphal. Bahut kuch chal raha tha, bro. They fucking caught hold of me in Imphal. Put me in a fucking line and everything. Got me checked and shit. In Aizawl, you know, they caught me at the border from... So Aizawl is in Mizoram and Imphal is in... Imphal is where? Imphal is in Tripura? Imphal is in Manipur, sorry. So Manipur to Mizoram I was going, and you have to go through Assam, all right? So I went from Assam to Aizawl, which is in Mizoram. At the border, there's no network, and these guys, like the military people and all, keep doing checking shit, right? So they were checking me and all, and they saw, like, I was in a car full of 13 people, like a cruiser. A cruiser is a 13-seater, basically. Like 3, 4, 4, and 4. Like, that was how it was. Like 14 fucking 13 people you can seat in that, alright? And we're there at the place and they asked me like, aapka Aadhaar card dikhao. So I showed them my e-Aadhaar, which is legal document. Like, legitimately legal document. They're like, nahi, original dikhao. Like, original Aadhaar card kon leke ghumta hai Mizoram mein? Like, what do you think I'm going to roam around with my fucking... The shady military people. You think I'm going to roam around with all this shit? What if y'all keep it? Right? So I was roaming around with that. And they're like, fine, now show your voter's ID card. I was like, dude, that's at home. I don't fucking have my voter's ID card on me. Nor do I have an e-copy of it. Then there's no network for me to go download it. So he was like, nah, now you have to pay a fine. I'm like, why? Because what do you want me to vote here? Like, why can't I vote in Maharashtra? Like, why do you want me to get a voter's ID card to Mizo? Like, what the fuck? Ek desh, ek Aadhaar, tumhari Aadhaar, hamari Aadhaar, hamari pehchan wasn't enough or what? Suddenly you want my voter's ID card. What do you want me to do? Disclose my fucking political parties and shit? Like, I don't understand what was going on. So he came and this military dude and he was like, you'll have to pay a 200 rupee fine. Like, 200 rupee fine? For what? For not having my voter's ID? So wait, you want to check my voter's ID? Why? You want me to prove that I'm an Indian citizen? Okay, chal, you might have a rule that only voter's ID card works as that. Fine, I don't have it. So ideally, you should be locking me up, right? Why is there a fine for something that is... It's like, prove that you're not a terrorist. No, wait. Wait. Prove that you're an Indian citizen. If you can't prove it, there shouldn't be a fine for you not being able to prove it. There should be some repercussions. Like, okay, get out of this country or get out of Mizoram. Like, that should be the repercussion, right? No, but there's a 200 rupee fine without a receipt. So, I'm like, okay, receipt de do. Aage puchenge to dikha dunga ki yahan pehle fine bharai. Like, receipt nahi chalta Mizoram. I was like, okay, so I don't pay bills. Like, nobody asks for receipts. I don't understand. It's a very tricky situation. But on that note, I'm sorry, this podcast was a little dull. It's a very dull one today. I don't know, man. I'm feeling a little sick. I've been drinking Dolos, drinking some... Today the whole day I didn't have coffee. You know, that is a fucking achievement, bro. But I'll keep you all posted if I have COVID. If you have met me in the past 24 hours, you can go kill yourself. I love you and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.